Will they be dancing in the moonlight in Miami or sulking their way to the plane to head home? It's game four of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. To talk all about it, we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Fluffy little pandas, eh, John?
Yeah. This is that's going to be my signature moment here this season. Celtics are pandas because just like pandas only exist on bamboo, the one thing that they that can sustain them, the Celtics' success relies completely, utterly, and only on three-pointers falling. And those three-pointers have not fallen in this series. A ton of three-pointers have fallen for the Miami Heat, and hence the Celtics are down 3-0. It's a different kind of way to score, developed kind of like a backup plan, and here they are.
Yeah, here they are indeed. And that, boy, game three, that's one of the low points in organizational history, and I remember the John Y. Brown years.
Yeah. this is pretty low considering the era, considering everything, considering that where this team should be and with its talents, what they're capable of, to be this far below your capabilities, it's mind-boggling. And a lot of people sit there and will say, hey, oh boy, that's Joe Mazzulla, he's lost the locker room. I don't know. Maybe not. He seemed to have the locker room when the Celtics came back and won Game 6 and Game 7 against Philly. He seemed to have the locker room for, you know, beating the Atlanta Hawks in 5 or 6. I don't know. I feel like there are a few kind of tropes that people hang on to. Jalen and Jason can't play together. Joe Mazzulla needs to be fired. Those things that keep coming up at this time of year, but it's on the players. And I just don't understand how the players can be here in this moment, considering where they were last season, and not show up and not play to their absolute maximum abilities. I think it was really damning after Marcus Smart had that start to the third quarter where he ripped the ball away from Bam in a bio and got the and one and he hit the three-point play. That's supposed to be an inspirational part of the game. He cut the lead to 12 right away with a Marcus Smart play, and the Celtics just didn't respond to that at all. It's just weird. It's weird to see just how poorly, how mentally checked out they seem to be.
And yeah, I agree with you on this. It's not high school. You don't need the coach to fire you up and give rah-rah speeches, and I'm not sure that would work anyway. To me, that's on the players to get themselves in the proper mindset, and how can you not be when it's the Eastern Conference Finals and your back's against the wall? Having said that, have you changed your opinion as to whether Joe Mazzulla was ready to coach at this level?
Look, coaching at this level requires a lot. And I've always said that Mazzulla doesn't have a feel for the game yet. It's impossible to have a feel for the game when you haven't been in it. And it's one thing to be there as a back-of-bench guy or whatever. I think the biggest disservice that was done to Joe Mazzulla was not getting him more help on the bench.
Right.
Losing Damon Stoudemire was a big deal. And not having more help for him, it seems to be a little bit more destructive here. I think he is capable of coaching at this level. I think he's very clearly struggling right now, and it may end up costing him his job. But I just don't know what the Celtics' appetite is for that, because, as I've been saying, you don't want to have your fourth head coach in 4 years. And so there's going to be a real strong assessment. I don't think if they lose tonight, I don't think tomorrow we wake up to Joe Mazzulla has been relieved of his duties. I think there's a longer conversation to be had, a cooling off period to be had, and then they'll go from there.
We're talking with John Corrales on Downtown. What about those folks who are back to screaming that you need to break up Brown and Tatum?
Yeah, that's once again, we're back to the script. Like, people have like these little piles of scripts. Like, Celtics are struggling scripts. Here's what we have: it's trade Marcus Smart or break up the Jays or fire the coach. And I don't know. I think Tatum and Brown definitely need to be better about working together, but I just don't see the logic in breaking up these two, unless by doing so you're creating some sort of better fit with a similar type star. And I just don't know where you get that. I don't think Damian Lillard is the guy, even though he has that mentality, and I think somebody like Damian Lillard would be great for the locker room. But I think a 33-year-old undersized guard coming in to try to script before. So I'm not sure that that's exactly how the Celtics want to go. So, no, I'm not trying to break up the Jays. I think that they're riding with those guys is the best way to go, especially with the new collective bargaining agreement. They have their window is going to shrink real fast, and that also is part of why this is so frustrating, because this is their time. This championship run was right there for them, and they're not taking it, and it's going to get infinitely harder with the new deal. And I think that's part of why you keep these two together. And it's more on the Celtics organization to help these two guys figure it out than to say, oh, we're gonna move one of them and start go in a different direction. I think that's just too drastic an overreaction to, admittedly, a low point in franchise history. But we can't overreact to what's actually happening.
So we know what they have to do to get a win tonight and come back to Boston. But do they have it in them to do that?
That's the question that we all want to see answered tonight. I don't know. I normally would say yes. But it's a big shrug after game three. I've always thought that this team at least had some fight back in them, even though they're not like the proactive type of aggressor. They've always been able to fight back. This is their last chance to do it, right? This is their last chance to come out and say, okay, here's the adversity that we thrive on, and we're going to do it for four straight games. You know, Rich, it's kind of wild. I know that it's almost 150 games of you, or 150 series of down 3-0, teams just don't come back. But typically, being down 3-0 is the lower seed to a higher seed, and it's very rare that it's the opposite. And the shooting variance is so crazy, and the talent disparity. Even though Miami's maximizing their talent, it's there. The Celtics, if they can find something within them, that pride, if they can find something to say, hey, we have been here before, we just got to trust in one another, they have a unique opportunity here. A two seed winning four games in a row against the eight seed. I mean, I came in here thinking the Celtics could sweep this series, not get swept. So if I thought they could win four games in a row before, it stands to reason they could win four games in a row at any point in the series if they can get it together. I don't know if they can. I don't know if they're too far gone. But somewhere deep inside them, if they have the pride, they actually have an opportunity to do something special and unique. But they've got to find it.
Yeah, I feel like they need to win at least two before you go shopping for that Kung Fu Panda costume.
You know, sometimes you got to go to extremes to try to get somebody fired up. I will do the Kung Fu Panda costume podcast if I have to. I'd be very happy to do it.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see what happens tonight. Game four, Celtics and Heat. John, thank you as always, and we'll talk with you, costume or not, next week.
All right, let's see you then.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics. John says they win four in a row. he'll do the podcast in a Kung Fu Panda costume. So there's incentive, I say.